The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug. I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Thursday, April 28th, which means this is a bonus ep. My guest today gave me a big old bonus. How many years do I have to be at this where I can write a decent transition into who the guests are? Give it up, everybody. And by that, I mean, sit quietly wherever you are for Kate Micucci, Arden Marine, and Gareth Reynolds. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, my God. So much energy. So many different places on this planet. We've got two people in Los Angeles, one or three if you include me, and then one in Australia, but we'll get to that in a second. Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically. First of all, it's been too long. Kate Micucci is back. Hello, Kate.
Hey, Doug. Thank you so much for having me. I feel like it's been almost 2 years.
Has it been? Probably has been, right?
Yeah, I think it was just like maybe beginning of the pandemic or something. So
I might have, asked you a couple of times. I don't like to pester people too much.
I think you definitely did. I just wasn't able to. But thank you for having me today. I'm really happy to be here.
For being here today. What have you been up to? Anything that you can talk about?
I mostly just have been doing a lot of zooming from my house, and I have a 2-year-old now, so running around. We went to a bounce class today. But as far as like fun work stuff, I did a cool thing. I just don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it.
That's what happens. It might be too soon.
Yeah. So I'm really excited for when that comes out. But in the meantime, I'm just hanging out in Laurel Canyon.
I mean, I would love to go to a bounce class because those dryer sheets, I'm confused by exactly what they're going to accomplish and what, lots of questions.
Also joining us. Fresh air scent in the actual sheet. I have no idea.
I don't know, but, thank goodness for those things. If I ever went to college, I would use a lot of them on the end of toilet paper rolls or paper towel rolls. And then, you smoke through it.
Oh.
But I only experienced it once or twice when I was visiting a college when I was shouldn't have been spoken with college students anyway. Also joining us, who's, I'm going to say, welcome back from her bougie garage. Do you like this, Arden? I'm giving you like a big build up. Like your intro.
I got so excited. You heard me sound excited.
So big.
You could hear my excitement. You heard me go when you said bougie garage. Like I felt so seen.
Arden Marine is here. Hey, Arden.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is a sweet lineup that we've put together today.
This is such a dream lineup. I'm obsessed with this lineup.
I have to thank you for your help because you were sort of a go-between me and Gareth because he's in Australia and I had contacted him initially via DM and it was an issue getting back to me and he'd said, no, I can't do the show tomorrow. And of course, let's talk to him about it now. Hey, Gareth Reynolds.
Hi, Doug. It's me from Twitter.
Yeah. Co-host of The Dollop.
Yes.
Regular, what do you call it? Panelist, I guess, on Will You Accept This Rose?
Yes. Yes.
He's Dracula.
Dracula. And Douglas Movie's First Timer.
Yes. Great to be here. I'm excited.
This sums it all up. And you're in
That's
Australia.
Everything.
And Arden gave us, did that thing where she put us both in the same text. So we both instantly had each other's phone number.
Yep.
Which made things a lot easier.
It's a big step, but I enjoyed it. Yep.
I think people really are fascinated by the behind the scenes booking situations.
Oh, yeah.
And they finally, they see how crazy it gets.
It gets nuts.
I'm Gareth's booking manager for podcasts. I manage the schedule for podcasts.
The money's going to roll in soon, Arden.
I can't wait. I'm really hanging my retirement on. I cannot wait.
Keep waiting.
So I know Kate McCucci's been on the Will You Accept This Rose podcast, which is about all the Bachelor franchise and spinoffs and dating shows in general. But Kate, have you dipped on that since having a child? Like, it seems like not a really fun show to watch with your kid.
No, in fact, I never watched it until the pandemic started. So it's the opposite. I've been, when I first met my husband, he was like, I have to tell you, I watched The Bachelor. And I was like, oh, I've just never really paid attention to that show. That's cool. And then he would always watch it and I would just be doing something else. And then once the pandemic happened, I couldn't help but watch it. And then I was like, oh, now I get it.
Yeah,
and it's interesting because it's been, I think you guys are always like, no, it's going to get cooler when they can actually be out in the world. Because I was used to watching, like, we're only in this one hotel. The last season was more interesting because they actually went places.
And even though the season itself, even though he was a boring bachelor, those last two episodes were like as tense as the finale of The Sopranos. I mean, that rose ceremony was so tense.
The crying in the echoey room.
Oh, my God. Doug, I didn't get to hear your thoughts on it. I mean, it was a disaster.
It's just such a spectacular ending that those two people are together and seem happy.
I know.
After all of that, so public, the whole thing that happened.
Yeah.
And anyway, so listen to Arden's podcast if any of this is interesting you right now, because I'm here to talk about movies. I'm very focused. But I do love that we all are part of Bachelor Nation and all the ups and downs that occur over there. I tried to get Wells Adams to make his first Doug Loves Movies appearance. And he said, I'm thinking about going to Australia.
What?
Yeah, that's his excuse for not doing it. Is he's not even going. He's just thinking about it.
Yeah, he can't pass it. It's on his brain. Final question. Are you and Kate, did you start The Bachelor at the same time? Did you have the same first season? Because you were a pandemic baby too, Doug.
No, I did some stuff with you in person before. Didn't I? Or did I started on the show in pandemia?
Was Claire your, which was your first season you ever watched?
Tayshia.
Claire slash Tayshia.
That was Pando. Yeah. That was Pando.
That was mine too.
Crap.
Wow, you guys all started. That's so great. You all started at the same time. Yep. I love it.
Today's Doug Loves Movies was really meant to be.
Doug went to that resort a couple of times after watching it.
Like, I'm a La Quinta fan in a huge way because it's, you know, Frank Capra used to write screenplays there. You know, he used to have a cottage or whatever you call those individual homes. You know, he could have written It's a Wonderful Life in the same spot where, you know, Claire
you declared that she was good on the show after 2 hours.
Probably, he probably lived in the one with the private jacuzzi, I would imagine. And so that's probably where.
Yeah, didn't somebody like dry hump in the fountain? That's probably where he wrote that scene with that person later. I think the horny Canadian that got engaged to Katie in her realtor blazer dresses, I think they like humped in the fountain where It's a Wonderful Life was born also.
There's a whole section of the La Quinta, and when you hear La Quinta, you think La Quinta Hotel's the chain, but no, this is a Waldorf Astoria Hilton property called La Quinta in the city of La Quinta, which is adjacent to Palm Springs.
Yeah,
and so it's been a long time celebrity hang. Like celebrities will just go out there and stay there, and Greta Garbo, there's a whole section of the place that's just preserved in her name where she lived for a long time when she, you know, decided to just sort of disappear from the world. That's where she was at La Quinta. Oh, so cool. So just this movie history, plus it's just a nice outdoor resort in a very generally very warm spot. So it's always, you know, real comfortable. And but also now add to that, that it's, you know, a couple seasons of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. And, you know, I mean, next stop paradise is all I'm trying to say.
Yes.
Because that place has been the same joint. I guess they moved from one to another, but it kept
Padgett's been
the same name or something.
We got to go. Padgett went. We got to go. We should make a group trip down there.
Count me in. I would love to go.
Would you really? We should really go. Let's go.
Totally go. Okay, great.
I want to get in that hump fountain.
Yeah.
Give that a ride.
Now you're talking about La Quinta.
Now, La Quinta's a hump fountain. But
I'm going to hump. If there's a fountain, I'm in it humping.
There's a lot of hump hot tubs in.
They got hump tubs?
Yeah, there's hump tubs. A lot of them. Near the Palapas. Just,
yeah.
Say all hot tubs are hump tubs. Is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's fair.
Doug is going to request to stay in the boom boom room when we go down there.
That's the last room I want to stay in because.
Where Riley sucked cream off of, what's her name, Sandy Toes. Marissa.
Oh, yeah.
That's Doug's room.
I want one of the rooms without walls or floors. I don't want anything.
Airborne.
I just want to jump onto all of it. Now I'm getting really grossed out. So let's play some games.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. We're already so far behind on schedule. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I've got a couple fun games for us to play, and we'll do that after this. We'll be right back.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook Games.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back, and let's play some games.
Woo. Yeah.
I played a game last week that was such a big hit. And by that, I mean, you know, I enjoyed doing it. And so I'm just imagining all the listeners loved it. So I'm excited to play it again. No Sam this time. Sam Levine was here last time, and he laughed so hard when I said the game is called The Little Search Engine That Could. It's a solid title, but
it's a great title.
Oh, thank you. For this edition of The Little Search Engine That Could, I typed the word big into the search engine on IMDb, and then I wrote down the top six movie titles, because it turns out there's a lot of TV shows with the word big in the title. But I wrote down the top six movie titles that came up that are listed, you know, in order of popularity. And so this edition of this game is called Big Hero 6.
There's nice. Six answers. Also a great title.
You'll each get three tries to guess which big movies made the list. We're going to go alphabetically, starting with Kate. So name any movie that has the word big in the title, and where it finishes in this a list of six will determine how many points you get if the movie is in fact one of the six.
Well, I feel very lucky that I'm going first, because I'm just going to go with the movie Big.
You're just going to say Big straight up. Big.
And in my opinion, that would be the number one of all the big movies, but we'll see. But I just love it so much. And I wanted to be a toy designer for years because of that movie.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. It does make toy designing look like a sweet gig.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the job a child could do.
And then you get to have a really cool loft with a trampoline inside.
Yeah.
You get to date Elizabeth Perkins.
I mean, as a grown woman.
It's endless. We were discussing this just last week with Sam Levine, because he's a big fan of that movie. And I just can't get over what the mother has to go through, that she thinks her kid is missing that entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They try to illustrate it. You know, they try to give you an idea, but they don't cut back to her a lot. You know,
No.
They're not constantly showing her just in a white hot panic about what's happening.
In the director's cut, you see her, you know, starting smoking and drinking heavily, and lamenting montages.
And that knife that she chases him around with when he tries to go home and say, "Hey, it's me, Mom." She's holding that all the time.
Yeah. Like she sleeps with it, actually. They don't.
Yeah.
It's like her Wilson.
Okay. She just puts that under her crown pillow and feels safe. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The sleep crown with no
sleep crown. No stick up technology. Dream portal.
You got it in, champ.
Thank you. I'm becoming a champion. Thriving.
Speaking of champions, Kate Micucci nails it right out of the gate with the number one is the movie Big, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that was just a very lucky thing that I went first, you guys. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, you get 6 points for your trouble. And but that doesn't mean you're the winner, because Arden. See.
That's right. There's more.
Arden gets to pick one. And it could be, you know, it could be worth 5 points.
I love
all the way
points.
Down to 1 point.
I love it.
What big movie do you think will be on this list of popular big movies?
Thank you for asking, Doug. I actually feel like anxious and excited. My cells are jingling. I love games. I'm going to go with Big Lebowski.
Okay. We spoke on that one last week as well. Sam Levine likes movies with big in the title.
Great, so. Both of them are just fantastic movies.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Mann is in that movie, which I think is super cool.
What does she play?
She's one of the nihilists.
Diner, right? Yeah.
I haven't seen it in so long. She's so cool.
She's whose toe it ends up being.
Wow.
When they claim that it's Bonnie's toe.
I ate with her at Soup Plantation once, which was a very strange experience.
Yeah. Speaking of toes.
She, I didn't think she would show up. She asked what I was doing that day. And I was like, she's the coolest person. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, I'm going to Soup Plantation. And then I looked at, I started to panic. She and her husband, Michael Penn, showed up and they were in like Edward Gorey, like English morning jackets, like morning coats. And they were so confused by like the potato bar and like the Nutella bar. And I'm like, no, it's endless. You can get as much as you want.
Yeah. You just can't leave.
I regret, you can never leave. She's still there. She's still in Beverly Connection. Yeah. I couldn't believe I regretted it. I was so ashamed that that's where I was. And she actually showed up. And I have no, think I've had a meal with her since.
I wonder if that's connected.
Yeah, probably. She realized she made an error.
I think we all have lots of those where we like kind of sort of got together with somebody once, just sort of almost on accident.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just doesn't stick sometimes. Just sort of like, well, at least if we run into each other in the future, we'll have this one memory.
Yeah.
Who have you had one meal with? Who have you had one meal with?
Oh gosh, that's a tough one. Just one meal?
Yeah. Who did you have like one lunch and never again?
Oh my God. Does anybody else have an answer to that question? I can't think of one.
Blanky, I know it's happened. I know.
I'm better at maintaining relationships than that, I think.
I will put one of mine in the chat, but I'm not going to say that.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, but you can can't see. Okay, wait. I had one lunch.
Nobody's ever
wrong.
Used the chat during this
But you're going to see it.
Oh, my Lord, Arden.
Okay. I have no. I don't know if I spelled it right. I'm so blind. I don't have my glasses on. No,
nobody spelled it right.
But that is, I had one meal at Hugo's.
You don't have to be a neurosurgeon to spell it.
That's right.
So there you go. I've had one meal with that person.
That's hilarious. I had one appearance on a talk show with that person, and I did not end up saying much.
Okay.
So you can imagine how I feel about her.
You can imagine what my lunch was like. No, my lunch was fine. We had a lovely lunch. It just didn't quite, you know. Anyway, there we go. Moving on.
My lunch was with her co-star in the show she was on. So funny. I'm just like, that would be one of my one lunches.
Okay, put it in the text. I need to know which person it was. Put it in the group chat. What lunch was. I'm waiting for it to come in.
All right. Well, in the meantime, I'll report this piece of information. Arden gets 3 points for Big Lebowski because it's number 4.
Great.
All right, Gareth, you got a couple of opportunities here to get some decent points on the board.
Well, I feel I've been cursed by my name in many ways, but this, no more than this, where because there's a big drop off in my big database. I just want to say the first two, great. And I would have said them, but again, I'm cursed. I would have to say, and this is not nearly as big as those, but Big Fish is the only one that really comes to mind.
Love that movie. It's your favorite movie.
Is that good? Okay.
All right. Well, maybe you'll think more as the game goes along. You know, you don't have to score every round.
Thank you.
But in this particular case, you've done quite good because it is number 2.
How could that be?
You
How
go could that big, be? You go Big Fish.
I think that I feel badly for the Big Lebowski.
Is that also
it's also like what the order they're in. It's the order they're in today, you know?
Right.
Wow.
You know? So that like does tomorrow feel like could be adjust. Different. You know,
because Ewan McGregor just got married, so maybe people are talking about him more, so that would push the movie. Is that kind of how
I think so? I think it's a little bit of that. I think Big just feels like it's in the zeitgeist right now. Is there a commercial on TV that shows them dancing on the piano? That scene, the floor piano. I feel like that was in a commercial or something.
Big seems like it will always be number one. That feels fair.
It's also you're saying name movies with big in the title and your work is done. Like you don't have to think of other words.
Yeah.
So Gareth gets 5 points for that one. So this is still anybody's game, but Kate can really secure her lead. She's up next. No, Kate, can you think of another big movie?
I
I am drawing a blank so bad that I'm just going to have to say Babe, Big in the City. That's just a real dumb joke because I can't think of anything.
He just got married, so that might help you.
The pig?
Yeah, the little
pig. He married
pig,
a TikTok dancer.
Yeah. But Kay was making a cute joke, changing pig to big. And unfortunately, we'll have to play that game another day. The movies with pig in the title.
I mean, that's fun.
It might be just that one. There might be a few more. Maybe Piglet had some sort of spinoff movie. Wait, what was your answer?
I had nothing. Just Babe. Big in the City. Joke.
Okay, got it. Okay. You're still in the lead. You know,
okay.
You give up and win. That's a fun part of this game. Arden?
I'm going to go The Big Short.
Ooh, good one.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, looks like Arden came to play because that is, in fact, in the third slot.
Oh, I did. I came to play.
Yes. So Arden jumps to the lead. She's now got a total of 7.
Oh my God, I needed that.
Points.
I needed that.
That was huge, Arden.
Big for you.
It was so big. So big.
Big.
So big.
Gareth, what do you think with the remaining 2 titles? If you get the one that's in the 5th slot, you will tie it up with Arden.
Oh, well, I can't imagine that this is one of them, but it is, I think, the last one I could think of, and that would be Big Trouble, Little China.
Okay.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes, that's the one. This is my movie. It's not as good.
Big Trouble / Little China.
Big Trouble / Little China. Yeah, I don't want to get a preposition cord or anything.
Big Trouble v Little China.
Finally.
Okay, so unfortunately, that one did not make the list. I did see it on the page. It does come up eventually.
Okay.
Because, of course, that was a great example of a movie with big in the title. So, but you're still going to get one more crack at it, maybe, Gareth, depending on what happens with Kate and with Arden. Kate, in the interim, in the amount of time in between, did you think of another serious answer or another pun?
Oh man, I wish I had come up with another pun. I just thought this would be the end. Hold on. That's a TV show. I was gonna say Little People, Big World, but that's a TV show, isn't it?
My mom
should be a movie.
She loved that show.
It's like Soup Plantation, the TV show.
Yeah, Amy Mann loves it, but she won't watch it with me because I met her at Soup Plantation.
Is Big Hero 6, is that a movie? Is that like, I know you said it, but is that an actual movie?
It is a movie, and then I think now it's also a series or going to be another movie or something. I love that. Baymax. That Baymax character is really adorable. You know, the big blow-up robot guy that's, I think Scott Adsit does the voice.
Oh, I can picture it. I think.
Yeah. They make balloons of it at Disneyland that you can buy. And guess what? See, that's like the kind of fun thing I like to do from time to time, Gareth, is say one of the answers while I'm describing the game.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in fact, did come in the 5th slot.
Whoa. Wow.
I just left it out.
Big Hero 6, yes. So she just snagged 2 more points, gives her a total of 8. Arden, this one final point will tie you. You'll have a tie with Kate, which, you know, sounds, you know, good for your record.
Big Hero 6 too. The big day out.
Big day out.
Big Hero 6 too.
Say just expressions and throw the word big in there. You know? none of those were correct.
Oh.
I'll let you have all of those answers.
Big Dirty Dancing?
Yeah. Big Ghost. big code house.
Big Pretty Woman.
Big Wong Fu.
They're both in lofts in New York City in the 80s.
We could
combine them and it would actually maybe work.
That's right. We're poor to young Tom Hanks. Watches Patrick Swayze. The ghost of Patrick Swayze.
Make love. Try to tell Tom Hanks' mother that he's still alive in New York City.
And then they go see Whoopi Goldberg. Oh, good times.
I mean, I don't know why anyone would hesitate to make a movie called Big Ghost. It's such a fucking already so makes you already go, what is it? Big Ghost. I've never thought of ghosts in terms of size ever. I've been enjoying this Big Ghost talk, and we just had a Zoom crap out, so like now we're back.
Do you think a ghost did it? They were mad. Whoa. Like, who are you calling a big ghost?
I mean, that's the thing about big ghosts is they're sensitive about it.
Yeah.
They're like, just want to be a regular sized ghost. They don't want everyone to be like, you're a big ghost.
I have a story that totally ties into this. It's quick. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Yes. I do.
So I went to college at the school called Keystone College in Pennsylvania. It was an art school, and they had the ceramic studio. And everyone always said that the ceramic studio was haunted by a ghost. And one night, a bunch of kids were in the studio because it was like open 24 hours. And it was around like midnight. And this guy, Aiden, said, "Hey, I bet that ghost has a big butt." He said something else. You know, but can we swear on this? I don't know. I bet this ghost had a big ass, and then a bunch of clay fell from the ceiling and landed on his head.
Whoa! Wait a minute, from the ceiling?
Yeah, people used to just throw clay on the ceiling because they were dumb and it would just dry up there.
Oh.
And then just when he said it, clay fell on his head.
It was pretty like, who cool. you calling big ass? How dare you?
I'm not a big ghost.
Oh my God, the big ghost didn't like us talking about it and commenting on it, and it shut it down, Doug.
But anecdotally, ghosts, I don't see why we should be scared of them. I mean, I'm sure that he wasn't even hospitalized.
He was fine.
Yeah.
That's true.
When
people are like, this hotel's haunted, I'm like, yeah, okay, what room? Like, let's go. Like, I think it'd be fun.
I filmed in Massachusetts, I was in a haunted inn and my room was haunted. And I was there for like a month and I had to just calm down. But like, I was the only room that they kept fixing the water. I had no water. I was like, it's like, it wanted me to be like, it's dirty girl. And then like,
thirsty ghost.
I remember I finally went, I went and showered in somebody else's room and I came back. I was the only person not working. And there was like a loud knocking on the door. I thought like, oh, maybe people got back from filming. And I opened the door and like no one was in the inn. Like nobody was there. Things like that kept happening. It was exciting. Mm. I loved that.
I've never experienced a ghost, but I really want to.
Oh,
I know. I think it'd be cool.
It was fun.
Gareth, do you have an answer?
Yes, my guess is, and it's a guess, would be there was a big movie, so I think Biggie about the Notorious B.I.G. That would be my last guess.
Good guess.
Oh, wasn't that movie called like it was
some, oh, maybe it was
something like Impossible or
well, if it is, it really screwed me
or something. That's not the answer I have. And also, you know, that was just for fun, like we said. The Adam Sandler comedy, Big Daddy.
I think
that thing's on TBS like every other weekend. And that little Sprouse kid that was in it, he's like 35 now, and
he's big.
He's in the news every once in a while for some reason.
Awesome.
So congratulations, Kate. You won that game.
Wow. I really lucked into that one, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you, Kate.
Thanks. You gamed well.
That's part of the game show world, is that sometimes you get asked something that you know the answer to. And you get to go first. But that means you get to go first in our next game, which we will play right after this break. We'll be right back.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion
while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are back. We're having so much fun talking about pillows and ghosts and big ghost pillows. And Kate gets to go first in our second and final game of the day, the game that determines our winner today overall. We'll switch the order around, Gareth. So
okay.
It's going to go Kate. She gets to go first, then you.
Okay. Then
But you never know, Arden. Sometimes it works out not having to go first, because the game is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Love it.
I say a tagline from a motion picture. It's like on the poster or in the trailer or something. Right. And the first person gets to guess. So it'll be Kate, sorry. And then if Kate guesses wrong, then Gareth will get a crack at it. And if he misses it, Arden will get a crack at it. If somebody gets it, the next round, the person who's next gets to go first.
Copy.
So you never know where this thing is going to land. And I will tell you that all of the answers today together form some sort of, in my brain, there's some sort of theme happening. It could be extremely obvious or weird and confusing.
I love it. Okay. I love it.
Noted.
I'm getting a pen to write them down as we go.
Ooh.
Oh, aren't you? A regular psychopath? Sam Levine.
True American psychopath? Yes.
Okay. Kate.
All right. Here we go.
What movie do you think has the odd tagline, Rollicking Romantics! Exclamation
wow.
point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rollicking Romantics.
Yeah. Can you think of anything that's rollicking and romantic?
Must Love Dogs.
Great guess.
Yeah.
Terrific guess. Anytime anybody has any reason to bring up Must Love Dogs, they should. It's just a great expression, but that is incorrect. Here, I've got a fun sound effect. Gareth.
I mean, I have no idea.
These can be very difficult. I'm not
rollicking romantic.
I feel like you should know the answer to this.
I think I'm just going to be stuck on pause with this one, so I may as well just bow out.
That's fair. I won't even do the noise.
No, I deserve it. I deserve it. Thank you, Doug.
Man, this is hard.
If anyone had come up with this one, I would have been shocked.
I mean, tonally, it feels like Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, but that wasn't a romance. That was like, you know, like if like, but that feels like, oh, they're rollicking. They're sort of, you know, living the high life. Romancing the Stone?
Big Ghost.
That's a great great guess, but part of the reason it's such a corny tagline is because this film was from 1947.
Oh.
It starred Cary Grant and was the winner of the Best Original Screenplay Oscar, and it's called The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer.
Oh, it's my favorite movie. And I love the theme.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, you think there's a theme, do you?
No. No. Okay.
Kate gets to go first again. This tagline is all about a little Mississippi riverboat gal who taught a sophisticated bachelor all about love.
Wow, that's not a short tagline.
Oh, wow.
Man. No.
Oh.
That's all.
Is this like a 60s tag, movie? Tag. I probably can't even ask what.
Yeah, no questions.
Hmm.
Oh, just man. Answers.
I don't even know. I'm just going to say Showboat. I know it's wrong.
Good guess.
No, what is that sound? I have nothing again. I don't know. Damn.
I mean,
stings.
It's like, if only it was like a southern, like not, if only it wasn't the riverboat. I would say like Sweet Home Alabama or something like that. Or like Hope Floats. How about that?
That's good. That's a great guess.
This is still an old ass, old movie.
It's before they knew what taglines really were, it sounds like.
Right. It's more like they just described the movie and throw an exclamation point at the end.
Yeah.
And All About a Little Mississippi Riverboat Gal Who Taught a Sophisticated Bachelor All About Love is called Tammy and the Bachelor.
Wow.
Starring Debbie Reynolds.
Okay. Oh. She's a good casting choice for a Mississippi Riverboat Gal.
It might be worth a look because it's a tight 90 minutes.
I love that. Ooh.
Right,
it's shorter than an episode of The Bachelor.
Streaming, but it probably is streaming somewhere. Okay, so you might be getting an idea where this is headed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kate gets to go first again on this next one. I feel confident that eventually somebody's going to get one right, and that person will walk away with victory in their hands.
Ugh.
He's the world's greatest authority on love, .. And she has a few ideas of her own.
See, now I'm just trying to come up with titles that have Bachelor in it. Like, I don't even know. Is there a movie called Bachelor Pad?
Good guess.
Gareth?
Doug, I'm sorry. Can I hear it one more time? Not that it's going to help me in any way.
No, it's just fun to hear it. He's the world's greatest authority on love, and she has a few ideas of her own. Exclamation point.
Who is she?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, that helps. I'm not there yet. I'm trying to put these puzzle pieces together, but give me the spring.
All right, I'm going to follow the format, and I'm going to just make something up.
Okay.
This is it. The Bachelor and the Brain.
Nice.
I was guessing The Bachelor and the Beast. That's so funny.
That's good, too.
Hey, you know what else would make a great title? Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh my God. Wow.
1961, starring Bob Hope and Lana Turner.
Oh my Lord.
This is a real ass movie. The song Bachelor in Paradise by Henry Mancini was nominated for Best Song at the Oscars.
Wow.
All right.
Bob Hope Floats, it could be.
Bob Hope Floats.
Lana Turner and Hooch, whatever. All right. Kate, it's back to you.
All right.
I'm feeling like someone's going to get this one. All right. This is another long one. It's even got periods. It's three sentences long.
Wow.
1,000 brides, $100 million. Jimmy Shannon is about to discover the true value of love.
Great tagline.
Wow.
Great. I want to watch it. Whatever.
I mean, people are already like, Jimmy Shannon, that sounds like an interesting guy.
I love Jimmy Shannon.
Fucking Jimmy Shannon is in this?
Seven brides for seven bachelors.
A thousand.
Terrific guess. Very good guess.
What
do you think it is?
I'll be inventing a movie, Doug, and it'll be called The Last Bachelor.
Oh,
ooh,
great.
Clever, but no.
Arden. Can I hear the tagline one more time?
That's going to help.
1,000 brides.
1,000.
$100 million.
I really want to see this. A 1,000 brides.
Jimmy Shannon is about to discover the true value of love.
is this Jimmy Shannon's Bachelor Poontang Adventure?
No, that is incorrect. This was a film that starred Chris O'Donnell and Renee Zellweger and Artie Lang and Sarah Silverman. And it's called The Bachelor.
Wow. It's right there. I can't believe it's so recent with right that tag.
Was Artie Lang The Bachelor?
No, Chris O'Donnell was the guy.
No, I know.
His dad was going to disown him if he didn't get married, and he's worth $100 million.
Wow, that's a lot of money. That's a lot.
It's you can't think of a more boring treatment of a what sounds like a very crazy predicament.
Yeah.
Well, like classic the movie Jimmy Shannon.
It's not. Yeah, Jimmy Shannon.
So classic.
Didn't deserve to be immortalized on screen. All right. Back to you, Kate.
Kidoki.
Still anybody's game. What movie had the tagline, "With bridesmaids like these, who needs enemies"?
It's not, and it has a bachelor in it. Bridesmaids.
I've done weirder things in the past, but that is not the answer.
All right.
What do you think, Gareth?
I don't know if it's a movie, but I would say Bachelorette Party.
Okay.
Sounds like the spring's coming my way.
I believe it is Bachelorette, which I am in.
What? Whoa!
That is correct.
Yes.
That is
correct.
Wow! And you're in it. Tell
I'm
us
in it.
What the hell happened there?
It was written by Leslie Headland, who wrote Russian Doll, and it has Rebel Wilson and Isla Fisher and Lizzie Kaplan and Adam Scott.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible. Well,
and I'm like an asshole lady that works at like the bridal store.
Megan Neuringer has a role in it, a brief role where she does this weird kind of cheerleader song kind of thing.
Yeah.
And when she used to be on Douglas Movies from time to time, I would have her do it like every time she remembered it, you know. And it's,
wow.
It's just ridiculous. But congratulations, Arden. That is like you finally figured out what was happening here, and I guess we were helped by the fact that you're in the film in question. I've seen that happen on Jeopardy, where somebody was during the chat with Scandal be dropped something about themselves, and then later they know there's an answer where like clearly they knew it because they already were big on that subject or whatever. I've got one more if you want to do it real quick. I know Kate has to to get going here in a second because she's got a very busy Zoom schedule. But we'll just jump all this one for anybody who thinks they know what the answer is. A man's tradition every woman should know about. A man's tradition every woman should know about. That's how I should have read it.
Big.
Big bachelor.
Arden.
Bachelor party.
That's the correct answer.
Oh, Arden.
Oh yeah. Oh,
are you
yeah
in that one too, Arden?
I played the bachelor party. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I knew you.
That's right.
Arden, you did it. Congratulations.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
You're our winner today, but let's go to Kate with her plugs so she can get out for this call and on to the next one.
Well, thanks. I don't really have much to plug other than every day I've been putting a new drawing on my Instagram called Playing with Makuuchi, and I've been keeping it up for over a month, and I'm going to keep going for as long as I can, hopefully years.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's so cool. Yeah.
You'll probably keep it around until your child is old enough to understand the title.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sure that I believe I've seen a lot of your artwork over the years, and I've been privileged to give some of it away on Douglas Movies when we were doing them with
that's in right. Person. I always draw something for the prize.
Yeah. But thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks,
Kate,
for having me.
We'll talk to you soon.
This was a blast. Bye, everybody. Thanks.
Bye, Kate.
Bye, Kate.
Bye.
All right, now let's talk about her.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. She's so unpleasant.
What a delightful burst of energy. It's so aggravating.
Yeah, like, could you ever say anything nice? She's so lovely.
Yeah, I was like having a character from DuckTales on the show. Just a lot of happy enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And now it's down to us.
Such a good loser, too, because I'm sure Gareth feels terrible right now.
I did not feel good. Big loser.
Big loser.
It's weird how, like, I'm like, when I play even the silliest little game of trivia or something, if I lose, it really does hang over me for a little bit.
It'll stick. It'll stick. Yeah. The drinking is going to start soon.
Okay.
He's going to be moody until September.
What would you like to plug here at the tail end of your first ever appearance, which I think went very well in spite of the gameplay?
Well, thank you, Doug, and thank you again for having me. You listen to the Dollop podcast, and then you can follow me on social media at Reynolds Gareth, and then I'm on tour, so you can go to GarethReynolds.com for all of those dates.
Awesome. Arden.
Hi.
This is so exciting because, you know, we always invite the winner on each episode to come back the next show.
I love it.
And the next show we're doing is this Sunday afternoon at the Avalon Theater in Hollywood.
Oh.
As part of the Netflix is a Joke Festival.
Oh, that's so fun.
You'd have to share the stage with Jeff Tate, Big J Okerson, and Justin Long.
Fun. What time?
Are you in? You have to say yes before I tell you the time.
I'm getting a
You don't
booster.
Have to say. In fact, let's leave it a surprise whether or not
if you tell me what time it is, then maybe because I have something. So if I'm available, yes.
I'll tell you in the chat.
Love it.
No, we'll just chat after we're done. But
I would be honored.
So Arden may or may not be there.
I would love to be there
Sunday. But what else would you like to plug?
I'm doing a Netflix is a joke show at the Improv Lab this Saturday night in Los Angeles. I think it starts at 7:00. I have a bunch of shows I'm doing like in LA and coming up in June in New York and Brooklyn. I have a movie that's going to be at the Tribeca Film Festival called Space Oddity that has a bunch of screenings. And but most importantly, we start again July 12th. It'll be the first episode to be up. My podcast, Will You Accept These Roses? Doug and Gareth and Kate are so funny on it. Doug, I mean, truly, Doug, like to hear him like love The Bachelor is such a joy. If you love Doug and you want to hear him talk about The Bachelor, it's the funniest, most wonderful combo. And then Gareth is on fire as our Dracula. So that will start again in July.
And and this was a crossover event, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The plan is
and
to,
that's right. And all of my listeners, if you're listening on from my feed, you should check out. There's so many fun back episodes with people from Padgett. I believe Rob Benedict's done a people from our podcast have done a whole bunch of Douglas movies. Did Jerry do one?
Jerry's never done Douglas movies.
He got nervous, I think.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Mary
Gareth can tell you it's not easy.
Oh, you're in the lion's den.
Oh, yeah. It's terrifying. But like, check out, there's so many people on here. It's such a fun podcast. And if you love Doug on our podcast, go check out all of the rest of the back catalogs. There's so many. It's such a great, it's like evergreen and it's so funny.
Well, thank you so much for that. And for having me on your podcast, for doing my podcast. Once again, Kate Micucci, Gareth Reynolds, and Arden Marine. At the end of every episode, I say the last line from a movie, and sometimes I leave it a mystery and let the listeners try to guess what it is. But sometimes it's just so obscure and such a weird last line that I like to let people know what's happening. So today I'll be closing with the last line from the aforementioned Bachelor Party. And it's Tom Hanks' character saying it. I don't do a Tom Hanks impression, but just imagine Tom Hanks saying this final line. Before I say the line, I say, as always, hey now, Brad.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes above his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.